A high-level federal government task force has been wargaming to prepare Australia for national-scale systemic climate risks that could affect the full spectrum of human activity. Documents obtained by the ABC under Freedom of Information laws show the group found Australia unprepared and that its work abruptly stopped after a year. Michael Slezak from ABC Investigations compiled this report.
Tonight, two bushfires in two states and it's only just spring. Is this the new normal?
We've never seen fire danger indices at this time of the year as we're seeing now.
The increasing incidence of climate-related disasters is something Australians have come to know all too well.
You've only really got to have a look and see what's happening in southeastern Queensland and northern New South Wales at the moment. It's just the word that keeps coming up all the time is unprecedented.
Ken Thompson is a former Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Fire Service.
These events are happening pretty well all year round now. The bushfire season is months longer than it used to be. It coincides with the storm season. We're getting multiple events at the same time.
It turns out the quiet but powerful bureaucrats at the top of the federal government's major departments and agencies turned their mind to this problem. Documents obtained by the ABC show the heads of departments, including those from Defence, Environment, Health, Prime Minister and Cabinet, Attorney Generals and Treasury, formed a task force called the Secretary's Group on Climate Risk. They first met in March 2017 and ran a wargaming exercise called Project Climate Ready. Emails, as well as minutes and agendas from the group's meetings, reveal frank warnings. One meeting note said,
"Climate change has implications for the Australian government. It influences the full spectrum of human activity. There are increasing examples of extreme weather overwhelming our current capacity to prepare for and respond to climate events."
The government has refused to release the details of the scenarios examined by the group, but the documents show they were developed by the Department of Defence in collaboration with Environment.
The whole nature of scenario planning is to come up with a wide range of possible futures and, if you like, stress test your system to those scenarios.
Professor Andy Pittman is head of the Australian Research Council's Centre for Excellence on Climate Extremes at the University of New South Wales.
These sorts of scenarios you stress test to should be the sorts of scenarios you're aware you're vulnerable to.
Ian Dunlop agrees. He's a former coal executive who now advocates for stronger action on climate change.
In my view, it's what a bureaucracy should be doing, and they should be looking hard at the real risks we face. Speaking truth to power, as it were, in the sense of telling the political system that you can't just keep ignoring this stuff.
While the task force was not officially axed, it abruptly stopped meeting after March 2018. A spokesperson for the department says the group is no longer needed as another more junior committee is continuing its work. Professor Andy Pittman says he's not particularly worried.
So what would concern me is if the scenario planning, the stress testing, isn't being done in government.
Former Fire Chief Ken Thompson is less relaxed.
It does worry me because the problem with Australia is we're probably more prone to these types of events than many other countries. And I think we're probably one of the least prepared simply because we don't have this overarching government framework for events that are unprecedented and they're overwhelming the capacity and the capabilities of emergency services.
That's a former New South Wales Fire Chief Ken Thompson ending Michael Slezak's report, and AM's contacted the Environment Minister Susan Lee for comment but hasn't received a response.